This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Brother Bashar is a little bit late. Inshallah, he'll be arriving shortly. So the khutbah will be just a few minutes late, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وما توفيقنا ولا اعتصامنا إلا بالله ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه وأستفتح بالذي هو خير أما بعد Dear brothers and sisters in Islam The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was the best of creation, the best of teachers. And he had different ways of bringing his message and his teaching to his companion and to his ummah, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. And his sahaba would say, ma ra'ayna afdala minhu wa la ahsana minhu mu'allima. We never saw a better teacher than he was. He used every possible way. And one of the things that he used, one of the tools that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used in teaching, is something that works for the old and the young, something everyone enjoys. A teaching tool that everyone loves to receive. And the Quran itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it frequently. And that is al-qissa, the story. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his hadith, had stories that were not in the Quran. He narrated, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, some of the stories that were not mentioned in the Quran. And some of these stories were from the people before us. Some of it were related to prophets and messengers. And some of it were related to people that we don't know and we will never know their names. But what was important about this story is what we would learn from it. Not who and where and when. The stories that were narrated in the Quran and the Hadith and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam are not fables, are not fiction, are not imagination. They're true occurrences, the things that truly happened. But they were narrated because they were relevant to every time and every place. Because every person can take some benefit from those stories. And in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it is narrated on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhuma, and it is narrated on the authority of Abdullah, the son of the Umar ibn al-Khattab, the second successor of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith is a solid, authentic hadith narrated in both Al-Bukhari and Muslim, agreed upon hadith. This story that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrates. So Abdullah, who was a young man, and we know how young people love to hear stories, and they absorb the stories. They remember it very well. So Abdullah, as a young man, and he's a narrator of hadith, and he grew up to be one of the most learned scholars of the ummah. He said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, انطلق ثلاثة نفر ممن كان قبلكم. Three people from the people before you, three men, nafar, unnamed, from the people before you, were on a journey. حتى آواهم المبيت إلى غار فدخلوه. And when the night came, so people would go on a travel, and then when they would be traveling, they would try to find a place to sleep at. That they found a cave. So they found that cave and they went in to spend the night in the cave. فَدَخَلُوا. And then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَانْحَدَرَتْ صَخْرَةٌ مِنَ الْجَبَلِ فَسَدَّتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَارِ. And then while they were in the cave, a big boulder, huge rock, came down from the mountain where that cave was, and it was right there at the opening of the cave, and they got stuck. So this big boulder stopped up the opening of the cave. So now they are trapped. A huge boulder, and they are in this tiny cave. Their shelter for the night became their prison. They can't get out. They tried to push the boulder out. They couldn't do it. There are three men, but the boulder is big. It's a huge boulder. We know those boulders can be a ton or 2 tons or 3 tons. You can't move it. So they said they're helpless. And the hadith continues. فَقَالُوا, they said, إِنَّهُ لَا يُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ هَذِهِ الصَّخْرَةِ إِلَّا أَن تَدْعُوا اللَّهَ بِصَالِحِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. Nothing will save you from this boulder except that you turn to Allah and you pray to Him and you intercede with good deeds that you have done before. That you ask Allah with things that you have done in your past. So and one of them started. So that's their only way out. He said, اللهم كان لي أبواني شيخان كبيران. Oh Allah, I had two elderly parents. وكنت لا أغبق قبلهما أهلا ولا مالا. He said, I used to not let anyone come before them, not my family or my wealth or anything else. فأنا أبي طلب الشجر يوما فلم أرح عليهما حتى ناما. One day I was late at work. لم أرح meaning الرواح is coming back at night. So I did not come back at night to the house till they were already asleep. فحلبت لهما غبوقهما. So I milked. الغبوق is basically the fresh milk that comes out of the cow or the sheep. So I milked their dinner, their night meal for them. فوجدتهما نائمين. I found them asleep. فكرهت أن أوقظهما. I did not want to bother them. وأن أغبق قبلهما مالا أو ولدا. And I also would not let anyone else drink from that milk from my children or my wife. No one can drink before my parents. My parents are asleep. And I will not let anyone touch that milk before my parents do. والقدح على يدي. And he said, I kept there waiting with the cup in my hand. حتى الفجر. Until the break of dawn. والصبية يتضاغون على قدمي. And my children at my feet showing me their signs and sounds of hunger. And I will not let them touch the milk before my parents do. فاستيقظا. So they wake up. فشربا غبوقهما. They drank the milk. اللهم. Oh Allah. إن كنت فعلت ذلك. If I did that. ابتغاء وجهك. If I did that for your sake, فافرج عنا ما نحن فيه. Then let this calamity that we are in be lifted. So the messenger said, فانفرجت شيئا. So the boulder moved a little bit. شيئاً لا يستطيعون الخروج من. But it was just not enough where they can leave, where they can get out of the cave. So the second man starts speaking, telling his story. And he said, اللهم إنه كان لابنة عم. I had a girl cousin. كانت أحب الناس إلي. I was so much in love with her. And in another narration, كنت أحبها كأشد ما يحب الرجال النساء. That no man can love a woman more than I loved her. فأردتها على نفسها فامتنعت. And I wanted her for myself and she turned me down. حتى ألمت بها سنة من السنين. Until a sana came. And sana in the Arabic language comes as a year of difficulty as well. Just like in Surah Yusuf. Sana means a year of famine, a year of difficulty. And Aam usually comes as a year of abundance and good. So he said, حَتَّى أَلَمَّتْ بِهَا سَنَةٌ مِنَ السِّنِينَ. Then there was this year that she was in absolute dire need. فَجَأَتْنِي. She had to come to me. He was a rich man. فَأَعْطَيْتُهَا عِشْرِينَ وَمِئَةَ دِينَارِ. I gave her 120 golden dinar. That's a fortune. على أن تخلي بيني وبين نفسها. ففعلت. That she would allow me to take her. And she did. She allowed me to take her for myself. حتى إذا قدرت عليها. And when it was time for me to be able to be with her, قالت اتق الله. She said, fear Allah. ولا تفضلن الخاتم إلا بحقه. And when I heard that, انصرفت عنها. I left her alone. I did not touch her. وَهِيَ أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَيْهِ. And I had much love and desire for her. وَتَرَكْتُ الذَّهَبُ. And I left all the gold for her. Allah. اللَّهُمَّ إِن كُنْتُ فَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِكَ. Allah, if I did that for your sake, فَافْرِجْ عَنَّا مَا نَحْنُ فِي. Then let this calamity that we are in be lifted. And as he said that, the boulder moved. But not enough that they can come out. So the third man started telling his story. And he said, اللهم. Oh Allah. إني استأجرت أجراء. I used to hire people to work for me. وأعطيتهم أجرهم. I pay them for what they do. غير رجل واحد. Except for one person. ترك الذي له وذهب. He left before I was able to pay him his money. فثمرت أجره. I took the money that was due for him. I invested that money for him. حتى كثرت منه الأموال. And that money was blessed and was a good investment. So it became abundant, became a lot of money. And then that man came after a while. فقال يا عبد الله أدي إلي أجري. يا عبد الله, give me my money for the work that I did. And he expected the money for the work that he did. And then the man said, قلت كل ما ترى من الإبل والغنم والبقر والرقيق أجرك. He said, you see all of that? All these camels and the cows and the sheep and the slaves, that's all your money. So the worker said, يا عبد الله لا تستهزئ بي. Please don't laugh at me. Don't mock me. Don't make fun of me like this. I just want my money. And he said, لا استهزئ بك. I'm not making fun of you. That is your money. This is what I did with it. And he said, فَأَخَذَهُ كُلَّهُ فَاسْتَاقَهُ وَلَمْ يَتْرَكْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. He took the whole thing. He did not leave one thing behind. اللهم إن كنت فعلت ذلك ابتغاء وجهك فافرج عنا ما نحن فيه. Oh Allah, If I did this for your sake, lift the calamity that we are in now. And then the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, then the boulder moved, and the cave opening was clear, and they walked out. And that's how the hadith ended. This is a story about three people found themselves unexpectedly in a very tough situation. They found themselves in a tight corner they did not think they were going to be in. They were on a journey, they're three businessmen, obviously. They were just spending the night, and they found themselves trapped to death. And there was nothing that was going to save them. But each one of them had a deposit. It was not an insurance policy. It was not a 911 call. They had a bank of good deeds that they went back to. The first had birr of his parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. He put his parents above everything else. If his children were hungry, it was not a problem. He would wait until his parents would drink the milk first. Just out of birr, just out of being good. The second had fear of Allah. Despite that the initial act that he had was a sin, that his desire was sinful, that whole plotting that he had, he was plotting a sin. He was plotting something that would have been very evil. But then one word, ittaqillah, fear Allah. When he was reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he listened. And he repented. And he went back. He was one of those when they were reminded with Allah, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And the third was an example of amanah, was an example of a person that will not take one penny in haram. But not only that, his amanah went above and beyond. He was of al-muhsineen. He was left at the end. His story was left to move the big boulder off the cave. Because he didn't just keep the money. He made the best of it. He invested it. And then when the man came, he did not take any money, any reward for his own work for the investment. And if he did, it would have been right. He worked for that investment. He did work to take that little money and make it into the valleys of the camels and cows and sheep and slaves, and he would have taken a 10% and a 15% or whatever it is for working on that. He gave them the capital and the profit, 100% of it, and he said, you take it all. This is all yours. These three people had ikhlas, because every time they would pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would say one thing in their dua, in the hadith. Oh Allah, if I did this for your sake, if I did this, ibtigha awajhik, if I did this only to please you, then move the rock. And that boulder would not have moved if they had not done every and single act only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikhlas, brothers and sisters, the niyyah beyond every deed, is the essential, is the important thing beyond Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking that deed, accepting the deed, and depositing that deed in the bank that really worth investing in on the Day of Judgment. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim. ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, the stories of the Quran and the Hadith are always relevant. We all going to find ourselves one day behind a boulder. We all going to find ourselves one day in a tight spot that no one can take us out of except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing will help us except Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deeds that we do. اعرف الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember Him in times of good, and Allah will know you, and Allah will remember you, and Allah will come to your help in times of calamity and difficulty. These three people remembered Allah, feared Allah, were mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during their daily life when things were good, when they were in control, so to speak. And when they totally lost control, when they had absolute no control, when they're helpless behind that boulder, Allah came to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got them out of that difficulty. Life will bring boulders to our gates, to our doors. And we will find ourselves unable to move those boulders of life. So let's deposit deeds that would allow us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to move those boulders for us when it matters. Now it's the time to do these deeds. And that could be for us as individuals, for families, and for our communities. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى استقيم استقيموا إلى الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. Make sure all the phones are on silence. Inshallah, just check the phone, make sure. And there will be a couple of important announcements after the salah, so just give us 1 minute. There won't be a fundraiser. استوى استقيم.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر التحيات
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum. So, just really two quick announcements. One of them is happening tonight here at MIC, and we have a speaker that is coming and is an excellent speaker coming from ISNA to give a talk, and it will be here at 8 o'clock. And inshallah, we expect a good turnout and a good return. And he will be giving the talk today. His let me just